Hey there, I am Dallas, and this is Dallas Discusses, your local anime podcast. So, this is my first episode, and I am very excited to bring it to you. I had some requests to make a podcast, so I decided I can talk for hours at a time, so I might as well. This episode is just going to be an introductory to me and my relationship with anime. Just so you could get to know me overall. I also want to give a huge shout out to everyone that's inspired me to make this. Everyone will be listed in the description. Alright, so I guess we should get on with it. I would like to start with when I got into anime. I was 12 years old, 11 to 12, I suppose, and I found Ouran High School Host Club on Netflix, and I was like, well, I'll give it a shot, and I did, and oh my goodness, it took over my entire life. I began to cosplay. I was obsessed with the show. I went to anime conventions, but during that period of my life, I was going through a really hard time, which I won't get into because it's, you know, all sad, but I was then starting to associate anime with that bad part of my life. So recently, in quarantine, my friend was like, you should watch My Hero Academia. And I was like, I mean, okay. So I watched it and I loved it. And that kind of made me dive back into more and more. So I did take a short break from anime, but I am back and better than ever. I'm so happy to be a part of such a great community. When I was a part of it in like 2015, it was very toxic, and of course every fandom has its toxicities. I will be the first one to tell you that because it's very, very true. But 2015, if you were around, it was a different world. People were shipping Sebastian and CL. Yuri on Ice was at its peak. That was more like 2016, but it was, oh, and Hetalia. Not Hetalia. So yeah, it was a really toxic place, and there are still toxic places in the weeb community. I think I'll probably make an episode about that, but for now, I'm just gonna like do a quick little spiel on it, how there are some fans, especially in bigger animes like My Hero Academia, that are very toxic. But there's always going to be bad apples in any fandom you're in, even if it's the smallest fandom. Anyway, my relationship with anime right now, I am currently watching Kakagiri. I hope I didn't butcher that name. I'm on episode 7 or 8, and I'm loving that. I'm also watching Kill la Kill with my girlfriend. So those are the two I'm watching. I try not to watch too many animes at once because I get very overwhelmed with multiple animes, which is so, like, lame. I recently finished Devilman Crybaby, which, amazing. Like, absolutely revolutionary. Definitely not for the faint of heart. I wish somebody would have warned me going into it, but whatever. It is what it is, I suppose. My favorite anime is Assassination Classroom, Food Wars. Those are like my two favorites. Toradora. I mean, I can't pick because there's so many that I just absolutely adore. And for different reasons too. Like, I love Toradora because I love the plot, I love the characters, I'm so heavily attached to it. But Assassination Classroom, like, absolutely changed me. It is such an amazing anime. I could talk about it for days. And then Food Wars, I just really like the plot and the execution of it, and it's a super chill anime to watch. Like, shows like Assassination Classroom and Devil May Cry Baby, Banana Fish, are very, mentally, they weigh down on you, and, I have this system where I'll watch a like super deep anime and then go into something much more light and upbeat, even if it's not like typically upbeat, like Assassination Class or Toradora isn't necessarily super upbeat near the end, but like it for the most part. Yeah, so like after I watched Banana Fish, I moved on to Demon Slayer, which again isn't like the most lighthearted anime, but when you've got Zenitsu, he's pretty lighthearted. So another topic to further understand who I am and who I am relating to the anime community is who I kin, which is like so silly, but I will get into it. So my highest kin is actually not from an anime. It's Richie Tozier from It. I've kinned him since like ever, so that's like my definite highest kin. But my highest kin from an anime is Bokuro from Haikyuu, Leorio from Hunter x Hunter. If anyone follows my TikTok, which is Dallas Zoldyck, you will 110% know that I am the biggest Leorio kinny you will ever find. I kin a lot of people, but kinning for a lot of people is a really deep coping mechanism, and I don't want to take that away from people, so I try not to be like, oh, I kin this person just because I relate to them, which again is like to each their own. I don't care, but those are my two highest kins, three if you count Richie. And of course there are a lot of characters I relate to, certain aspects of them, like Rindo from Food Wars, along with like comfort characters. That's another big thing for me. My comfort characters are Tanjiro. That's like my big one. Like anytime I'm sad, I'll just go and read like Tanjiro X reader fluff, like the cringy stuff on Wattpad. But again, like cringe culture is so dead, especially in the anime community. Like if you want to go and write your fan fictions, as long as it's not creepy, I'm good with it. Do you know what I mean? I absolutely love fanfic writers, cosplayers. Like you're all the backbones of our community. When I was first into anime, I was a cosplayer, I was a fanfic writer. They weren't good, but you know, you have to start somewhere. I've kind of strayed away from that. I do like making anime content still, but I would much rather do it in a comedic form like I do on my TikTok, or in a character like analysis form, which I do through playlists and visual art. Another thing, if you want to see my visual representations of anime characters, you can check that out on my WeHearted page, Prima Donna Girl, except the eyes are X's. Yeah, I know, pretty complicated. Just kidding. My favorite, like all-time favorite board I have on there is my Leorio board. I actually took it and made it my iOS 14 home screen. And it honestly, not to toot my own horn, but it looks really good. Like, everybody knows when they see my home screen, wow, that girl loves Leorio. So, because that's the first impression I want everybody to get from me, is that I love Leorio. I was actually just talking today on my spam account on Instagram, and I was like, so many people hate Leorio, and for what? I absolutely adore him. I understand that there was a mistranslation where people thought he said a slur. Like, again, that was a mistranslation, but he's a good person. His actions can be occasionally questionable. I totally understand that, but he, at his core, is an amazing person. I absolutely love him. He wants to help people. And I feel like he's gonna be such a good doctor. Oh my gosh, I can literally just drone on about how Leorio is such a good character. And I think he gets looked over a lot because he's friends with Gon, Killua, and Kurapika, which is totally understandable. They are absolutely amazing characters, but He just, I don't know, people, is it because he's not simp worthy? I don't want to be that person, but anyway, speaking of simping, let's talk about the anime characters I simp for. Irina Nakari from Food Wars, Minori from Toradora, Yachi from Haikyuu. Those are my like top three. I'm absolutely in love with them. Specifically Minori from Toradora. She is just the sweetest thing. I love her. I'm not like a huge simp for anime characters. I obviously find them attractive and stuff, but I analyze them so much that it's hard to be attracted to them at that point. I don't know. It's a really love-hate relationship for me. I understand that a lot of people probably don't feel that way, but I do make an exception for Queen Yachi, of course. Most people that know me know that Yachi is like my girl. She is such a queen, and I love her personality. I love how she looks. Her character design is so clever. And I mean, I love Kyoko as well. The girls in Haikyuu are so well drawn, and oh my gosh, I love them. And not to talk about the Haikyuu stage play too much, but their actresses, absolutely gorgeous. I feel like a lot of what I talk about on this podcast will probably be Haikyuu Hunter centric, because that's a hot topic, and a lot of people would rather hear that than hear me talk about something like Toradora or Starmie. But I probably will make an episode about how much I hate Starmie, because that's the whole thing. So I guess I could also give a little preface with my favorite like genres. In case you ever have any anime recs, I'm totally open to them. My favorite genre is psychological horror, but I also love slice of life. Things I like range from like Another to Toradora, which is so weird. Like, I honestly don't have a type. I'm not a huge fan of like military-esque, like Attack on Titan type things. Those don't fit my vibe that much. But other than that, I'm pretty good with everything. And if you ever want recs from me, you can message me on Instagram, message me on TikTok, and I will be happy to give you a list, because I am very much, in fact, a nerd and could give you so many. I am currently working on getting my cousins all into anime, and I'm gonna have a whole family of weeb cousins. It is kind of iconic. Anyway, my episodes may get longer in the future, I'm not quite sure, but for the first few, or at least the first one or two, I am going to keep them condensed to 15 minutes, because I want people to just be able to listen on their way to work, or listen, like, you know, doing some mundane task. But if it's a topic I'm really passionate about, like neurodiversity in anime, or even just like an episode about Leorio, I could talk about it for much longer than 15 minutes. So I'm honestly just going to let this podcast be extremely flexible. I am going to try and post once a week. So if you all like this first episode and you want to come back next week, I would be more than happy. I think I'll try and post on Tuesdays. That seems like a good day for me. I am going to be posting this pretty late because I had some stuff going on today, but it'll usually be earlier in the day. I'm still going to work out some of the kinks. I'm a totally new podcaster, and this was like such like a whim. I just all of a sudden was like, you know what? I should start a podcast about anime. It's so random, but yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. It honestly means the world if you listen to here. I love you all, and have a wonderful night, day, morning, wherever you are. Bye.